I think I've been letting you enjoy your comfort zone for too long. And the weather is just right. The light chill of the night beckons to going outside. I think today we will take a walk. Or rather, I'll take you out for the first time. For real. What do you say? Nothing? Maybe some doubts? Although, yeah, it would be strange to hear them from my dog, right? You can only agree or say woof to any my proposal. But is there any feeling of discomfort? Is there excitement? Do you understand that you will not be in the position of a person today? And that everyone will see it. Maybe for an outsider, a stranger, it will be visually impossible to see my dog in you, and your mistress in me. But it will be felt. In the way I will confidently walk ahead, and you cautiously follow, trying to keep up, constantly looking around. Or will you wow your head in shame and feel your own blood pulsing in your ears and the rising heat of embarrassment on your neck and cheeks? Okay, I will leave this freedom to you. You can choose where you will look and how your awkwardness will manifest itself. I don't take this away. For now. Actually, I like it when you get embarrassed. When you look away. Now, look at me. Look at me. Yes, that's right. Good boy. Close your eyes. Oh, you're already so used to moving on my command that you don't even think about it. You receive a command, and as it bypasses your stupid head, it immediately enters your ears, goes on the nerves through your body. Your brain doesn't even analyze this information. You immediately do what you're told, and it's only then that your thoughts focus on what you just did, and you get used to new circumstances. Agree with them instantly. Because I created them with my command, and you just brought my words to life. And I like this blind, actually blind, devotion. The way you instantly fulfill any wish or whim of mine. Good boy. Say woof. Nice. But you're a pretty big boy, aren't you? And big doggies can't walk around without a muzzle
and a leash.
I don't think you'll bite anyone or run away from me. The mere thought of it amuses me with its absurdity.
But for the first time, I want to agree with the rules that someone else set up.
Big boys really should be muzzled. And it will suit you just fine. What? Too noticeable? Well, of course you're scared. We are doing this for the first time. Do you feel that with each of our meetings, with each of my executed commands,
your own will melts, you change?
Do you know that some peoples believe that the goddess made people from clay,
shaped their outlines and curves with her gentle and confident hands, Maybe they were right about something. Because this is how I feel right now. And you're just a malleable mess under my fingers.
The only thing that gives you shape is my own will. But even here now, I see it.
You react differently to the idea of being in a crowd wearing a muzzle than to my close your eyes command.
What has changed, tell me? It's still me. I command you. Talking about what's next. I can change the weather of your inner world. Turn rain and cold into warm sunshine and pleasant breeze. And I can put you on your knees and make you bow to me. So tell me, why do you still react differently to my words?
Do you cherish the illusion of choice?
I think it's your character. Still slightly showing itself. And something from your subconscious. Your fears, worries, and fragments of your will, which is still not completely replaced by mine. What? No, I'm not angry. Don't worry. I accept you the way you are.
Or rather, I'll change it later.
For now, small steps are enough for me. And by the end of today's walk, you will be closer to what I want to see in you. Perhaps the muzzle is really too big of a step right now. Let me think. I want you to feel shame, deep, lasting, enveloping. I don't care about other people, about their thoughts, about their reactions and prejudice. I like to mess only with your stupid, silly brain. Therefore, I need something physical to remind you of your position. Constantly and wordlessly. It may even be hidden from sight. But you know that it's there, pulling you down and forcing you to peer at every stranger you met.
Looking for signs that they also know.
I might have an idea. Wait here for me. Sit. Eyes closed. Hands on your knees and relaxed. Just wait for me like a good obedient boy you are. Yes. Amazing. Great fit. Let's see. Straighten up. Yes, straighten your back. Shoulders too.
Raise them up.
Now lower them and bring them back a little. Excellent. What an interesting focused face you have. It's funny. Can you hear me walking behind your back? Are you afraid? Can you feel my hands ruffling your hair a little? Relax, I have a present for you. Now, I will put my hands on your shoulders. But don't worry, I'll just put on my little present. Do you feel it? Skin to skin. I press myself from behind, against your back. And the white leather band slowly wraps around your neck. I feel your pulse. With my hand on your neck. Take a deep breath. Come on. The last breath of a free man. Good. Good obedient boy. The buckle cools the skin a bit, doesn't it? Is that too tight? It shouldn't suffocate, but has to firmly adhere to the skin so that you cannot forget about it for a minute. And any deep breath should be accompanied by discomfort, so that you remember that you can truly feel your lungs if your mistress allows you. Raise your hands. I will feel it. Pleasant to the touch, right? It's alright, don't be shy. With every twitch, the buckle tinkles derisively. Now you even sound like a real dog. Do you like my gift? Not too tight, right? What if I pull like this? You can grab it if you're not comfortable. Do you feel my control? I like it. And you do too. But don't be fooled, my boy. The manifestation of this control is not at all in the core, you understand? It's inside you. In your head. You don't forget who your owner is when you blink. Or when you turn off the lights just because you can't see me. Of course not. Everything is much deeper, stronger, and more intimate. I would even say pathological. And if you listen to yourself now, really listen, you will understand that it's not the leather strip that's slightly tightening your neck, but it's my confident hand, firmly and calmly, knowingly holding you. Put your hand on your own neck. Fingers slightly touch the roots of your hair. And the middle of the palm feels your Adam's apple. Yes, that's right, obedient boy. That's exactly how it feels for me. That I have complete control over you. That I can cut off your oxygen at any moment. I can show you the direction, leading you when and where I want. Squeeze your hand a little tighter. Try to swallow. A little hard to do it with the hand and the collar, right? So you swallow with a strained breath. You really feel it, don't you? Yes, this is exactly what I feel. Only for me, this feeling is completely natural, correct. Not like for you. And I love it. I fucking love it. Remember this with every breath. And even when we return, when and if I take your cover off, that feeling won't go away. You will feel my palm on your own warm and hot neck, knowing that at this moment I count your pulse with my intangible palm. Feel how you sometimes tremble and your hair slightly stand on end from my touch. And you can't get away from it. And moreover, from the thought that you did all this, give up all this control, and get such pleasure from it. Absolutely, absolutely voluntarily. So where did we stop? Right. Get ready. You can go in these clothes. What? What again? You look so embarrassed. I can't hear you. Louder. Yes, you can hide the cover. A scarf will do. I allow. I told you that I don't care how people around really look at you. The most important thing
is that for you, they will still know.
Believe me.
There is much more that reveals the truth
than my little gift around your neck. But this is only for the first time. And next time, I might change my mind and not give you that opportunity. Still, I like to tease you and enjoy your helplessness. There are so many more funny things that I want to do with you, show you, and teach you. You have no idea. So much fun awaits us. Let's go. Good, good boy. It's time. Yes, open the door. I'm behind you. I want to look at you from behind, at how you slouch a little. From stress, tension, or do you like it? Oh, it's a whole cocktail of emotions, right? And you can figure it out on your own and distinguish one from the other. How cute. The door handle turns. We are on the border between worlds. Between a comfortable, safe world where everything is easy and clear. Where you are told what to do. And you do it. And no one else, no outsider, no stranger will say anything, will not demand anything. But the breeze, the evening light and pleasant breeze, caressing and giving a feeling of coolness, calls us, rushing a little. Come on, one step. I want you to do it first. Come on, do it. Good boy, obedient boy. It wasn't as difficult as it sounds, was it? Don't look back. There is nothing there. Can you feel my presence on your shoulder? It's enough. Behind us is the abyss, and we will not return to a calm and quiet world. No, now it's out of reach. It has disappeared, and we can only go forward. Yes, breathe in, breathe out. Everything is fine. Let's go. I'll show you where I want to take you. I walk in front of you, confidently, calmly, and you see how my hair sways slightly with each step, and you hear how the sounds of heels fill the street with rhythmic clicks. You just have to go, just keep up with me. Don't look around. There is no one here right now. Or am I wrong and someone is looking at you? How unnaturally and cautiously you follow me. Then perhaps they already know everything, see everything. And how does it feel? I see. Feelings will only be more intense as we walk. I have a curious route prepared for us. And you will really like how it ends. Let's go. Maybe you better grab my elbow so you can keep up. That's better. It's like the only constant in your life, right? You don't often get to touch me, so seize the moment. And now, an interesting truth is waiting for us. It's a promise.